Good morning. Good morning, honourable members. I trust you're all well and you're well rested to work hard today to finish off these minutes. The chairperson is on her way. She just landed at the airport a short while ago, so she has asked me just to start the meeting and we continue. I think the program for today is to pass the minutes and the reports. So I guess it depends whether how far we go in passing the minutes and reports today, whether there's a meeting tomorrow. And I guess it depends on how long we want to take as well. There's nothing else we need to announce or inform the members about this stage. So let's move straight into it. The minutes that we have to pass today start with the set of minutes dated the 14th of September, 2010. And we'll come back to the ones from March and April that we received after this. We're starting on the 14th of September.
Yeah.
All right. And I will be guided by yourselves. Any changes, anything that you want to make in the minutes. And what I suggest we do is that we'll go page by page.
Yeah.
And paragraph by paragraph. Is that okay? Have we all got the minutes of the 14th?
So,
give you a few minutes. What?
Chair, may we begin suggesting corrections?
Let's start. 14th of September, page 1. Any corrections?
Just ask the standard procedure, the hyphen's taken out of my name, please.
Let's move on to page 2.
I have quite a number of corrections.
Okay.
Line 1. The chairperson welcomed everybody to the meeting and extended a special welcome to General Frele. She mentioned that Friday's meeting had been cancelled, but it still appeared on the parliamentary papers, and she apologised to people who came to the cancelled meeting. Then, for some reason, the print goes tiny. I don't know why. The number of murders had decreased, which was welcomed, and this had contributed to the savings of thousands of lives. To the saving of thousands of lives. No S on. So it must be the saving of thousands of lives. Next paragraph, 1, 2, 3, fourth line. The principal had no idea of the vision or mission of his institution. And the book. Hang on. Oh, yeah, all right. Sorry, I've written in here, but let's ignore what I've written. It's a good idea. Records were not kept properly, all past tense, and the previous statement. Next sentence, there was no professional conduct, and tutors did not know some of the basic requirements. Final paragraph, third sentence, although they have a library comma, it still needed more resources and a section system. And final sentence, the tutors knew the vision and mission of the police, but did not work towards it as it had been set up by the police headquarters. That's what I came up with.
Anybody else got any changes they want to propose to the minutes of the 14th? Honorable Malabatsi?
Thank you, Chair. The last paragraph, the committee had also conducted an oversight visit. The second sentence, no, the third. Although they have a library, it still needed more resources.
Thank you.
Chair, from opposition, this seems present tense. And so, to save time, every paragraph here in present tense, then we must agree that we put in past tense. Thanks.
That's fine. Anything else? Page 1? Can we move to page 2? Can we go to page 3?
Yeah, page 3.
Is anybody?
First line, drug-related crimes are on the rise, with farms often being used as fronts, with the most cases being in Gauteng, and it's KwaZulu-Natal. And then, all right, on the oversight visit, I was going to change it to in relation to the oversight visit. He thanks the committee for its support. I thought it made more sense. And he said the staff that visited Philippi and the conditions were as bad as had been indicated by the committee. That's just correcting tense. Moving down to the bottom of that big fat paragraph, which would be one to the fourth paragraph. Starting with injured while training and his medical costs. During the 2-year training, the recruits are not yet considered as members of SAPS. And an example of a person who got injured while training and his medical costs not covered by SAPS was made. You cut the were out. Next line, the requirements for driving licenses, yada yada, dropped because many Africans from rural areas had difficulty in obtaining them. They would form part of the training and SAPS would ensure, etc. So the single line there, shooting ranges were expensive to build. And then the final paragraph, health and fitness was a major part.
Just slow down a little bit.
Sorry.
Just so the tail can record.
What, no shorthand, huh? Sorry, apologies. Certainly. Shooting ranges were expensive to build. You don't simply buy them at the supermarket. And then health and fitness, that paragraph, was a major priority. The SAPS was. You can't start a sentence with the word SAPS because it means South African Police Service. So you can't say South African Police Service is working. It's the. The SAPS was working, to ensure that their members received with a D. Received special rates. Okay, are you back?
That's my understanding. Normally, in I don't know what would be correct. Because when you say certain range is less expensive to pay,
you build it, whereas shooting range is you identify a piece of, and of course the expenses because you have to buy it, and of course make sure that it is ready, and that's why I'm saying I'm just worried about the term build. I don't know whether the term build is a suitable term.
Honourable Lekhetu, but I don't want us to get stuck on this.
No. Unless Honourable George brings a solution, please, let's not waste time on this. You must say, I'm not sure, but you must not ask it from us.
Okay.
You know? Thanks.
I would suggest constructed would be fine, because they do have to build up land, and they sometimes have a small building behind to store things in. Suggestion.
No, I have no problem.
that chaplaincy. But I think we must mind our language in meetings. When we raise issues, we're not wasting time. So I think that type of language. Because just like somebody said, when I'm speaking, I can easily say he or she is wasting time. I don't like that type of language. We must be very careful how we talk to each other.
Honourable members, if I can just say that even though we're dealing with minutes, it's actually, these reflect the proceedings of meetings. And I think it is correct, the point that's been made. We need to treat each other with respect. We need to be tolerant as well of the points that we are raising. So let's just bear that in mind. Honourable Swati, did you want to raise something?
I actually wanted to second what my colleague and I proposed with regard to construct. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, so we're agreeing there that shooting ranges were expensive to construct.
And then the last paragraph where you have the SATS was working, received, and then that line, the SATS was trying to adopt the strategy. And that was the last correction I saw on that page.
Honourable Cota Barnard, anybody else have any corrections they want me to make on page 3? Are we covered by what the Honourable Cota Barnard is raising? Okay. Can we move to page 4 then? But I hope that this is not just going to be the Cota Barnard amendments. I hope that there'd be some other amendments as well. But let's take hands. If it's on page 4, Honourable Cota Barnard, can we reflect this as the Cota Barnard amendment?
Cota Barnard amendment bill. Okay, this page is fine up to the last two paragraphs, and I need help here. Because my spelling's lousy. The third sentence, the academy's key resources. Is it not with a Y apostrophe S? Academy's, I see it's got IES. The academy's key resources. Well, yeah, this is not a plural, this is a possessive.
That's not the apostrophe S.
Yeah, but it's not, is it A-C-A-D?
Academy.
A-M-Y apostrophe S. Yes, is that correct? Okay, so there we go. I had that right. And then the last paragraph, the SAPs, again, at the start of the paragraph. And in the second sentence, the SAPs had visited Philippines and had discussed the findings of the committee oversight report. It needs a V in there. And then it's the final paragraph, second sentence.
Yeah.
The SATs had visited the Philippi Training College and had discussed the findings of the committee oversight report. And then the next sentence is fine, but the final sentence, the plan of action had been developed, around the Philippi institution. There's another V. That's all I had on that page.
Thank you very much. Anybody else got any corrections they're wanting to make to page 4? Be careful you don't get yourselves misled, yeah? And following blindly.
I'm going to say that as a group, I'm probably the one who speaks English as a first language. So I would not be correcting minutes drawn up in any other language spoken in this room, except for you, of course, Honourable Gregory, who is welcome to make changes any time.
Honourable George, did you want to read?
I just wanted to confess, Chairperson, that when I read minutes, I didn't look. For instance, I understand where Honourable Cota Barnard, but for instance, the to me, sometimes I say SAPS, it starts like that. And sometimes I'm more concerned about what happens, not the way it is. So that's my weakness. I look at the content more than, which is good, she's helping us, we should not, somehow that's why when you look at minutes, you don't mind much at all. How it is.
Chairperson, I think we mustn't take offense on the English speakers, because they are really constructing the minutes to be read properly in future. Because we may think of something else, but in consulting for something for universities and other people, they may be reading it properly. Therefore, I don't think we must take offense on that. Thanks.
Honorable Swartz, your hand up.
No, I was actually going to say what Honorable Zof was saying, because we need to have good manners. If a person is not in parliament, if you use the manners, so you must understand what is exactly happening. If we have spelling errors and we don't also put correct tense there, it also changes the meaning of our manners. Thank you.
Right. This is page 4. Anybody else? But I think, I mean, obviously there's grammatical corrections being made here. But I think the point that the Honourable George is making is he looks more at the content. So I think we mustn't forget, if there's things that we feel have not been correctly captured in terms of content, we need to raise those. But if it's just grammatical errors that we're picking up, that's fine. Okay. I was just going to make another comment on a lighter side to say the manner in which we're all supporting each other here. Hopefully that will carry through to the new year when we deal with legislation. And we move on to page 5 then. That's fine.
Actually, I'm not meaning any offence. I don't know where that came out of. No, we're doing page 5. After the bold letters, it starts, it was true that some people joined the SAS if they could find nothing else to do. That's how I would say it. And then there was another phrase I thought I should alter, and I realize this was probably straight out of his mouth, but to this extent, now this is sentence 2 in that paragraph, to this extent, SAS did not always get the cream of the crop, and often took in the lower ends of society, I would say. Received is not quite right there. And then 2 more. The next paragraph, the number of students who dropped out of the police training colleges was not large.
Before we go to the next paragraph.
Finish what the number of students who had dropped.
I thought it should read, the number of students who had dropped out of the police training colleges,
okay.
Because that's how I recall him saying it, was not large. And the final one is to add the, again in front of SAPS, to the South African Police Service. So you can't say to South African Police Service, doesn't make sense. So the and the have to be put in. That's all, I mean, if you, that's it that I had on that page. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank
you.
The last paragraph, the last sentence on the previous paragraph. However, it had to start somewhere and it would not achieve perfection at the start. I suggest we remove achieve and say be, and perfection be perfect. However, it had to start somewhere and it would be perfect. It would not be perfect at the start. Thanks,
John. Right, are we happy with that? Okay. Anything else on page 5? Are we happy with the content?
Yeah.
Honorable Monobatsi.
Paragraph. The number of students who had dropped out, the second sentence. However, there were concerns about a student who had been hurt at the gymnasium. Can't we say who got injured at the gymnasium? Who got injured?
Honorable George.
I think this sentence, the way it's constructed, I don't think it is correct. Because the way it's put here, it's tricky as if we're talking about one student. Whereas my understanding was he was addressing the issue of people who get injured when they are training, that they are not insured, and as a result they have no benefits. That is what he was addressing.
Yeah.
But the way it is put, the student, then it means when you say a student, you're talking about one student.
Yeah.
Exactly. I remember it very well. It's exactly what he said. He said there was an instance where one student was injured, and then they realized he wasn't covered. Who was going to pay for his medical treatment? So he was using that as an example. He didn't mean it happened on a regular basis.
Page 5. Honorable Mother Bhakti.
Yeah, the last paragraph, the first sentence. Can't we say many students had, can't we say many students at different training institutions had criminal records, including students at Philippi? Because I don't know. Many. Yeah. If I may, many students at different training institutions had criminal records, including Philippi.
Yeah, just a question here, and I want an opinion. And I understand that the National Police Commissioner's English is very interesting. It's quite difficult to understand on occasion, so for taking minutes is I mean, I type it as he speaks, and I sometimes can't even understand what I've typed, and it's verbatim. So, you know, are we supposed to correct his English? If that, I mean, that's exactly how he said it. Now, I don't know. In minutes, are you supposed? I don't know what the rule is. Are you supposed to correct the English that was taken down as the person said it? I don't know.
I just want to make a point that we must bear in mind that whilst minutes might be taken verbatim, we also need to take into consideration that not everybody's first language or home language is English. And you will find that from time to time when people say things, they will say it in the way in which they are comfortable in speaking. But I think we would understand exactly what they're talking about. So I just wanted to raise that point. I think we're okay to change the minutes of the meeting. As I'm saying, I think sometimes the minutes are taken verbatim, and if it's felt that we need to change the sentence, it's fine. But let's just bear in mind at all times that not everybody's first language is necessarily English. I just wanted to raise that point. Correct, yeah. I saw Honourable Mutumi, and then I'll come to Honourable George.
Thanks, Chairperson. I'm sorry, Nate, I'm going to add to what you did. Fortunately, English is not my first language, but some of us had an opportunity of doing English as a course itself. Minutes, you don't record what a verbatim. That's not how minutes have been taken, unless you need to quote. So it's important that minutes get corrected. You don't take minutes verbatim. That's why you have to listen to what the person says, and after you have listened, you then say, "Oh, this is what this person says," and you not because it's going to be very problematic if you take minutes verbatim. Thanks.
I don't want us to get stuck on how minutes are taken. Let's not get stuck on that. I think we would all have various views on how minutes should be taken, but I think for now we're just correcting the minutes before us. So let me come to the Honourable George. I'll come back to you now.
I'm covered. I have no problem if you want to change that sentence, but also to me, the way that sentence is couched, you understand. Because we were talking about Philippi, and then he told us that not only in Philippi that the students have criminal records, but in other places, but also many other students at different training institutions. So to me, it is captured. So, but if you want to change, to me, that's not because, as I read it, I understand what he meant, which to me is important, like somebody said. Even somebody who was not in the meeting would be able to understand the sentence.
Honourable Mutumi, you have to hand up. Oh, okay. All right. But I think it's always going to be when we're dealing with minutes, there will be those in the committee who feel it should be written a certain way. There'll be others that are comfortable. And I think it's just about finding the middle road. And just making sure that we're all comfortable with the minutes.
If the body of the minutes is understood, the language they put in should be understood by the committee, so that when I read it outside, I understand the body of what they wanted to say. It can be the interpretation of the American or the Londoner, the UK ones, but the body should be the same of understanding that. That's the only thing that I'm appealing for in this committee. Please.
No, that's fine. Are we then comfortable with page 5? Nothing else we need to change? All right. Let's go over to page 6. Anything of Honourable Colabonop?
Only two things here. The first paragraph, second sentence, is it advertised for the recruitment of 300 law qualified people to help the SAS in skills in relation to taking statements. I thought would be better there. And then I've got a question. Down at the bottom, under committee decisions, in relation to taking statements and developing cases. And then number 4. It says the SAPs needed to come back and brief the committee on the issue of indemnity of students during training. Is that the right word to use there? I don't know. Does that word not relate to if you commit a crime and you like given indemnity to do something? Or I don't think it's what's meant by that word. I think it's supposed to be relating to the protection or something of students during training. If that relates to what we were talking about in the previous sentence, benefits and protection of students is what it says on the previous page. So I'm not sure what indemnity means there.
Okay, can anybody that was in the meeting help us on this? That can remember what was actually being discussed. Sure. I'm also looking at committee concerns, and the last bullet point talks about indemnity of students during training as well. So, has anybody got any ideas on that?
Yeah, I'll just look it up on my. Give me a few minutes. All right, you can move on. So I'll look it up.
Because I must be honest, if I read that, it's also not 100% clear. What the indemnity of students during training is, that because an indemnity would be that if you've done something wrong, you're absolved from that. It's accepted. So what would the indemnity of students during training mean? It must be the safety of students, but indemnity doesn't sound right.
It wasn't the safety, although obviously that's a factor. It was the fact that if they're injured, SAPS must pay for their medical. So I don't know what word they referred in the previous page.
That should then be the indemnity of the South African Police Services.
Yes.
They would be the ones that should be indemnified, not your students. Would that not be correct? I don't know.
The student can't be indemnified.
It will discuss the duty of the SAPs towards students in relation to their health and protection. I think that is what was meant there.
Will they affect
her? Yes, I think the safety of the students is appropriate, like you were saying, but not indemnity. It talks about the whole safety.
The problem
is that's why this last sentence does not help us.
the first part of that sentence talking about something different. Stress integration between theoretical and practical training. Then you jump and say indemnity of students. They are not related. Those can't be related. Not related. That's why it's even difficult to understand why they were lumped together. With indemnity and integration between theoretical and practical are two different things.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of what phrase is used in relation to reservists. Because if a reservist is injured whilst on duty, they are covered, medically speaking, by the SAPS, if they're shot while on duty. So if the student is injured while being trained, they want to ensure that they're covered. So I'm not too sure how to phrase that.
I'm not talking here about insurance for students. So that if you are, because whilst you are training, if you look in the minutes, it does talk about the fact that whilst you are training, a trainee, you're not actually yet an employee of the South African Police Services. You're a trainee. And it says in the minutes here you're not yet contracted. And it seemed to me, if we look at the minutes, that seemed to be raising this as a problem. I'm not sure. That's where there was something in the area here where we actually spoke about
page
it.
Page 5.
It says that students should be receiving benefits from and be protected by SAPS when injured during training. So the minutes seem to be saying it's not the case.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's not the case at the moment. And that seems to be being raised in the briefing as an area that has to be looked at. And I'm wondering, is this not what this is talking about?
I think you're exactly right. And I think perhaps the way around it is to say that the SAPS needed to come back and brief the committee on the issue of their receiving benefits and benefits from the SAPS whilst under training. In other words, medical benefits, insurance, but if a person breaks their neck while they're training, you can't say, well, sorry for you, go home. It just couldn't be. But at the moment, I think that might well be the case. They're not actually obliged by law to proffer that sort of protection for the students. So maybe that is, I'm pretty sure that's exactly what we were asking.
Is it that? So if we have you got that? The SAPS needed to come back and brief the committee on the issue of the provision of benefits for students while undergoing training. Does that then make sense? That makes sense. And maybe what we should do, can I make a suggestion under three committees' concerns, last bullet point, that we remove that section, that last part of the sentence that talks about an indemnity of students during training, because it actually doesn't link with that sentence.
Okay, Chair, I just want to tell you we're all wrong, you and I both, totally wrong.
Okay.
I've just looked up the synonym for indemnity. It means insurance, protection, cover, life insurance, guarantee, compensation, remuneration. So I was totally wrong to be wrong, and you were also wrong, and we should have just believed whoever wrote up the minutes. So shall we just move on in very embarrassed silence?
You see, this is what I raised at the beginning, that we must be careful that we don't blindly follow and get misled by the Honourable Kota Barnard.
at least I fixed the mistake.
That's on a lighter side, eh? That's not being serious. Okay, so it looks like indemnity could be correct, but maybe, but I still think, you know, if somebody comes and reads these minutes, it might not make sense. Should we not? So I'm saying under the committee decision, just indemnity will become a separate bullet point. Okay. And then we relieve, we leave committee decisions as is. Now that we've all been now that we've all been fully informed what indemnity actually means. Perhaps Parliament should be issuing us with dictionaries as well. Okay, so we covered then. Okay. All right. That then brings us to the end of the set of minutes for the 14th. Do we have a quorum here? Honourable Mulabatsi? Did you behind it? There's a mover for the adoption of the minutes with the corrections that have been made. Honourable Swati? Okay. Honourable George?
No.
Are you thirding? If that's the case, we could actually all leave and just leave it as a DA caucus.
If it was, we would have been finished half an hour ago.
Okay. At least we were able to have our last meeting this year in a jovial spirit. We're coming now to the 12th of October. Hang on. A point has been raised with me by Zola that, in fact, the minutes of the 12th of October, the 13th of October, and the 14th is not. Let's just look at the 14th. You want the 14th there? Yeah, there are minutes for the 14th of October, but these are. Okay, let me just explain to you what is being raised with me. Is that, I can't read the chairperson's mind, but it's being said to me that the 12th of October, the 13th of October, I understand there's a set of minutes for the 14th that haven't been given to us, and the 15th of October. Whilst they're part of the annual report hearings, but they all form part of the BRRR report. Now, the suggestion that I'm being given is that these not be formally adopted, but that we would rather possibly consider adopting the BRRR report as the actual report. I need your guidance on that. If there's a view that these must be adopted, that's fine. And I'm looking at here. The difficulty is we don't have the BRRR report. No, we do. Have we adopted it? We haven't adopted it. We've adopted it. Yeah. So we've adopted that. If there's anybody that feels that, hang on, there's stuff in here that's not covered by the BRRR report and therefore we would need to formally adopt a particular set of minutes, then please indicate. Otherwise, the proposal that's being made is that we take these four sets of minutes. We do not formally adopt them because we've already adopted the BRRR report. And the BRRR report, but that's not the same as the annual report. Honourable Enzo.
In principle, said Chairperson, if you say that the minutes, all these three sets of minutes, if all these three sets of minutes are in the BRRR report, and the BRRR report has been adopted, in principle, we are saying that what has been adopted in B-R-R, it's the same thing that applies to the minutes. Because you can't change your mind on the minutes when you've already adopted a report. Because that will be challenging. That will be challenging the report that we have already adopted, which has already gone to the House and been passed. Therefore, I don't think it will go back to that. But it's for correction. But in principle, you will be taking this thing five steps backwards, because the minutes, if I encompass in the B-R-R report, and the report has been adopted and has been handed to the House, you can't reverse it.
My take, Honourable Kodabana's hand, I just want to check from, I almost said the Honourable Zola Vice, but from Zola next to me here in the committee section, there's no report on the annual report.
Thanks, everything. The meeting should remember that the BRR was, it was the first time the Parliament dealt with BRR. So part, other committees, we have few stakeholders, took BRR as their annual report on annual reports. So with us, we some of the entities fell after we had their hearings after the BRR. So we've got reports for each of those entities that fell outside the BRR. We've got the annual reports that are still with the chairperson. Civil Secretariat, Civilian Secretariat, CIRA, CETA, and ICD. Those reports are in draft form, they are with the chairperson, because the chairperson said we must do reports on them since they fell outside the BRR.
What we're then saying is that all the other divisions within SAPS or within the SAPS that we dealt with during the annual report hearings actually form part of the B-R-R report. That's what we're saying.
So, Chair, we don't have to do any of these minutes because this is the Civilian Secretariat. Basically, these are all the ones you're referring to. So which minutes do we have to do?
Okay. Honourable Swati, and then I want to just...
Thank you very much. I think when we were doing B-R-R, we started with a workshop. Remember, and therefore the workshops us, there were so different departments giving us input, and we've done the B-R-R, but also my name is also not appearing on the B-R-R, so I need that to be also corrected, because I attended the workshop from day one up to the end of it, and I also agree that the annual report came thereafter. Thank you.
All right. Can I then, let me see if this covers us then. We then are saying that these minutes here, we're not going to formally adopt them. We will obviously would want it to be recorded that they are noted, and that they would just be a record of proceedings. However, the formal records of this particular process of these entities that were covered in the hearings are actually covered in the B-R-R report, and therefore these four sets of minutes are for noting and will be kept as records for reference, but the actual report has already been adopted. Are we agreeing on that? Honourable George?
We must get the minutes of the 14th, because we do not have them. We've got the minutes of the 12th, 13th, and 15th. We don't have the minutes of the 14th.
Welcome, Honourable Chikunga. I think I'll probably have the pleasure of handing over to you once we've finished on this section. It's not so hot with the cooperation we're getting today. So I think they're giving out the set of minutes of the 14th now.
Yes.
Honorable Kola Barnard, you seem to be a bit hesitant in your agreeing.
I was just a bit concerned that there might be corrections in those minutes, but if we've already, and I have absolutely no recollection, of adopting the overall report, then it renders these obsolete. So basically, we've wasted the last hour. Let's just move on.
No, we've only just come to this now. So the BRRR report was adopted, and it was actually published in the ATC. That's correct, yeah. So this set of minutes here, this 12th, 13th, what you got, 14th, and the 15th. And that's what I'm saying. We would note them. There'd be records that the committee will keep. But the actual real meat and flesh has been adopted in the BRRR report.
So we just did the 14th, but we needn't have. Is that what you're saying?
No, that was the 14th of September. We've just done the 14th of September, adopted. So what you've been given now is the 14th of October. Okay. Yeah. Okay, we covered? We covered. All right. Honorable Chikunga, can I hand it over to you? Do you want me to continue? No, let me say this, and I can say this here on a lighter note. I always know that when the Honorable Chikunga says I must continue to chair, then I know that there's a lot of inputs that you would want to make as well. That's on a lighter side. Okay. All right. Then I think what we need to do, if I'm understanding correctly, I must continue to chair until I'm told otherwise. Then we are finished with this particular batch here. And I'm then going to suggest that we move over. There are minutes that we got. And it's just, okay, there's the 10th of March, Just hang on, I'm getting all my stuff into order here. There's 10th of March, there's the 16th of March, okay, the 23rd of March, okay, the 27th of July, there's the 18th of May, let's bring that in here. There's the 20th of April, that comes in first. 7th of May, 11th of May. Then we've got the 4th of May. Okay.
11th of May.
Okay, so I just want to take us through that the minutes that we're going to deal with now are as follows. We will start with the 10th of March. The 16th of March,
right.
The 23rd of March, the 20th, yeah, 23rd of March, then it came out as loose documents in an envelope. Yeah. So then it would be the 23rd of March. If the committee section can help, if you don't have that set, we'll ask them to help you now. But then there are the next set, then it'll be the 20th of April, the 4th of May, the 7th of May, the 11th of May, the 18th of May, the 27th of July. And then there are another three sets of minutes. Have these been adopted?
Yes,
I think. That's it.
We've
done August already. Yeah. So it'll be these sets of minutes, and then we'll come to the reports.
Okay.
So, can we move?
Yes.
All right, so we're busy with the minutes of the 10th of March. Does everybody have that?
Yes.
Sorry? You don't have one of the fetters. It was distributed. We'll have to wait for the committee section to come back. Okay. All right. Okay. Right, so let's go. We'll continue in the way and manner that we have, page by page. And, okay, the Honourable Kola Barn is not on here. Page one. I think there was an apology. Okay, the item must come out. And obviously the layout needs to be changed so your apology would come on to page two. But page one, any substantial amendments? No? All right, let's go on to page two. Page two. Are there any changes anybody wants to raise on terms of page two? Everybody comfortable?
Yeah.
Okay, going on. Page three.
Nothing.
Honorable Chikunga.
I'm saying, let me first apologize for arriving late. I attended the Women's Awards giving in PE yesterday, and the first flight from PE to Cape Town in the morning is at 7:45, and I tried my best to be early, but I just couldn't because of that, so I really apologize. Okay, under consultation between subs and the secretariat regarding the subs' new rank structure, sentence number two, the secretary stated that the secretariat was briefed at a later stage, but had made input on the matter. I thought it would be, and made, I don't know. And had made input on the medicine, but had made input on the medicine. I just want to know. I thought the end would be better off than but.
Anything else? That will be formally recorded as the Chikunga Amendment. Anything else on page three?
Yeah, they've been missing you. Let me tell you.
Really?
I'm saying for the Chikunga Amendment, they've definitely been missing the chair. They're cheering now that we've had a Chikunga Amendment.
Nothing else on page three, eh? Can we move? Page four? Nothing?
No, Chairperson, on page four, difference between the Inspectorate ICD and the Secretariat. Members questioned the different roles of the ICD, the Inspectorate, and the Secretariat. I thought it's not a necessary question, really, because I think we know as members what their different roles are. And monitoring the output of the ICD recommendations to the sub. Members questioned the monitoring role of the Secretariat regarding the outputs of the ICD recommendations to the subs. Okay. For me, I couldn't understand exactly what that question was all about. But I thought we could actually delete that question, difference between the Inspectorate ICD and the Secretariat. I don't know whether we don't know the differences as members. I think we do.
Okay, there's a suggestion being made. I must admit, when I read this as well this morning on the plane, it didn't quite make sense to me as well, because I was wondering why we were questioning it. So, should we? Okay, the suggestion is being made that we should remove that. Are we comfortable with that?
Yeah.
Okay, so we remove. Okay, so we remove that. Rest of page 4, we're happy with? Okay. And page 5, I want to then raise something here, if I may. It talks about the department could not respond, but I, at the minute, are dealing with the secretariat. So, it's not the department, I would imagine, it's the secretariat. So I also checked the attendance, and it was only the secretariat in attendance, not the department. So I'm proposing that we, on that first line, that we read, due to time constraints, the secretariat could not respond. The committee agreed that the secretariat should respond in writing to all, and I would imagine, all outstanding questions raised. I'm not sure if that would correctly reflect.
Yes.
Honourable Defender.
Thank you so much. I was listening earlier on to Honourable Member Sat. He referred to these institutions as departments. So I think that is that. I'm saying if I was listening attentively earlier on, he was referring to these institutions, Secretariat, ICD, as departments. So I think we need to make a clarity on that to him. I don't know if I got you right.
Honourable Ndlovu, can you help us?
No, Chairperson, to assist my brother, you see, when you say the agenda, when you start the minutes, the briefing, Department of Police, Vote 24, Civilian Secretary, then we are talking about the item in the department. That is why I agree with you, Chairperson. Why I'm proposing him? We are talking with the department, but it was specifically to the Civilian Secretariat. That is why I agree with what you are saying should be corrected in the last paragraph.
Honourable George.
Department is a very broad. It includes secretariat. But in this particular case, we're dealing mainly with the secretariat. So I think the term secretariat must be clear. Because once you say department, it includes police, it includes every. You would know, if you read this minute 10 years down, you would not know what this means if you put it broad, the department. So secretariat to me is the best term.
In actual fact, it should then be the civilian secretary.
Yeah.
In both sentences. So we change that, remove department and replace it with the wording civilian secretariat in both those sentences.
No, we can't. I think the term secretary is correct, because this is much meaner. At that time, the civilian secretary was not established. You must understand the term civilian secretary, it came out of the new bill. Much, we had not yet passed the bill, so it was still the secretary. And I think, let's use the term which was used until it was changed.
Rabu Chikunga?
Chairperson, civilian secretariat is a constitutional name. It's in the constitution. It is us who use it wrongly as we address the secretariat. But the constitution refers to the civilian secretariat of police. That's the constitutional name, so we are correct. And the reasons why we have corrected that way in the bill itself is because we are aligning ourselves with the constitution. So we are correct even now. Civilian secretariat is the correct word.
Yes. Abbott? Yes. Okay. That being the last, I think, proposed corrections to this set of minutes, if we're in agreement with the corrections that have been made, we have nothing else to add. Let me move quickly before the Honourable George finishes checking his constitution. Can I then ask for a mover for the adoption of these minutes? Honourable Ndlovu, thank you. A seconder, please. Somebody to second? Honorable Dube. Thank you very much. Doc said we can't change. Now moving to the 16th of March, 2010. Page 1. Let me already cover the Honorable Kola Barnard. The apostrophe must be moved. Page 2. Any corrections? Page 2. Nothing? Nothing? Covered, right? Page 3. Honorable Chikunga, then Honorable Mulabatsi.
Yes, thank you, Chairperson. On under the new rank structure and discipline in the ANC.
Oh. Having some discipline problems there, Chair.
I'm sorry. In the sense, I'm very sorry. That sentence that remember stated that changing the rank structure of the subs would not rectify the problem of ill discipline in the subs. I think it should be member stated that changing the rank structure of the subs would not on its own rectify the problem of ill discipline in the subs.
You happy with that?
Thank you, Chair. The same sentence. Mine was just a ill discipline. Not ill discipline. Ill discipline. Page 3. The same paragraph. Thank you, Chair.
That changes significantly, that sentence. Anything else on page 3? Can we move? Honorable, welcome, Honorable.
My apologies for moving late, but I did send, I was in another committee. Just before 5, I think one should put a heading in just to clarify that we're now speaking about the next topic, the independent complaints are to continue representing on each budget vote. Just a heading before 5. Or you should start with a new numbering because it's a completely different topic. At the bottom of page 3.
Four point 5, sentence paragraph 5. What we're saying is we should bring in a heading that says independent complaints director for the ICD. Just for ease of reading, then. Not. Yeah. Okay. Let's move to page 4. Anything on page 4?
Okay, it's just the number 7. There's an extra 7 at the top.
Okay. Take 1-7 out. All right. Honorable Chikunga.
Yeah, the second paragraph and the criteria for investigating cases used, I'm not sure whether I'm correct here. Mr. Butman stated that while the ICD did not have specific criteria according to which cases were categorized, the cases in which it was alleged that a crime had been committed and would warrant an investigation were the ones taken into account. These would include deaths in custody. But the committee that decided on which cases should be investigated had 48 hours within which to make a decision. To be honest, I'm not sure about this committee thing. Some said I wasn't sure whether it was referring to us as this committee or another committee in the ICD what this committee is. You know, I consider that this would include death and custody, full stop. And then the committee that decided on which cases should be investigated had 28 hours within which to make a decision. But still, I'm not sure as to which committee is this. Is it in the ICD? You know.
Can I make a suggestion that maybe you would take care of it? Allocation on cases that should be investigated, or decisions on cases that should be investigated, must be done within 48 hours, because that's the that criteria that they give themselves, that they would allocate cases within 48 hours. So I would suggest that we just say allocation of cases, of which cases to be investigated, must take place within 48 hours.
But that a decision on which cases should be investigated should be made within 48 hours. Does that cover? Honourable Favak, do you want to give us your sentence again so that we can capture your... No, no. Okay. Is that all right? Does that cover it? Okay. Page 4.
The spelling of satellite. Satellite's got two L's.
Honourable Shikumba.
Yes, under the satellite offices, members questioned the reason prioritizing the provinces, I think for prioritizing this province.
So we're adding in there, members questioned the reason for prioritizing this province. What's that? Okay. Anything else? Honorable Murabatsi.
Can I take you back a bit? The paragraph before satellite office. Regarding cases of misconduct by subs, that one. He said that he was satisfied with the process that subs had in place to deal with this. Can't we say subs had mechanisms in place to deal with these complaints from the public? It just says it had in place to deal.
It had.
He was satisfied with the process that the staff had in place to deal with these complaints from the public.
Yeah.
It works for me.
Yeah, well, if you add, that's something else. It's changing that.
What does it have in place?
I think if you read the sentence, what they're saying, is that the way it's captured here is actually correct. Yeah. Because it talks about the process that SAPS had in place. But if you bring in mechanisms after SAPS, it's not going to make sense. You see?
Okay.
Honourable Van Dijk?
Two small issues, just the spacing in the middle of the page and then that leading to be move over to the next page, the misconduct by ICD staff to move over to the next page.
Okay, thank you. Can we go to page 5?
The only one I've seen here is the dot, the flying dot.
Honourable Shikunga.
Yes, Chairperson. The following questions were not responded to due to time constraints. And bullet number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, number 7, this question, according to the minutes, was responded to. So it's not necessary to have it there, because if you check the minutes, it was responded to. The question, where should the public report other cases of abuse? Oh, okay. Maybe this was asked, it's fine. Thank you.
Okay, so the Honourable Shikonga is proposing that we remove that bullet point 7 because it's already asked, in fact, dealt with on the previous page under the satellite office. Okay? Anything else?
Minor, but there's a little extra space. After a while, the allocation of cases, there's a double space that needs to be removed.
Okay. Anything else on page 5? Alright, then can we move to page 6? Anything on page 6? Nothing? Honourable Shikonga, sir.
Yeah, no, I think this one we need a Honourable Shiniman and Ms. Kolaponat, the English speaking. The way does the future funding needs fail to reflect to the ICT legislation? Is there anything wrong? Yes, it's due, I think. And then the committee resolved as follows. Due to time constraints, the directorate could not respond, not the department. Yes. And this piece find see attached annexures. They're not, they shouldn't we be deleting those unexcused things as well? Because they're not there. We don't have any. Even the first one, where it says the next one we delete.
Okay, those are the changes that are being proposed to these minutes. Anybody else got anything else they want to raise before we pass them? Okay, can you ask somebody to help us adopt these minutes? Honourable Kota Barnard. And can somebody help us second? Honourable Bulabati. Thanks very much. That was done, eh? All right, then we're coming to the 23rd of March. Okay. This is dealing with the clause by clause deliberations. All right. Page 1, the hyphen again. Page 2. Let's go on to page 2.
Yeah, I think something that I've noticed in a couple of these is the chairperson, down at number 1. The chairperson. Now, to my eye, that should have a capital C. It's a title, and that should be replicated throughout, please.
Right, correct. Anything else on page 1? Page 2, I mean? Nothing? Can we move to page 3?
As far as I know, you are the Honourable. So, we need to have you Honourable in twice as Honourable as you are in number 6.
Okay, so I think what we're saying, though, is that when the name of a member is mentioned in the minutes, just to put Honourable.
And the
Schaefer. Yeah, and the Schaefer. On page 3, a point that's been raised is that there are members' names that are mentioned, and at least you need to have Honourable, whether it's H-O-N or Honourable in full, need to be put in. Those are probably considered as minor amendments, eh? Honourable Van Wyk.
Yeah, just on 4, again, there's please see attached for detailed proposed amendments.
And we should remove that?
Yeah, and I'm just, I just think we just need to be clear that I don't have it in front of me whether these were actually the ones that we referred to, but I trust that they are.
Honourable Molobatsi.
Thanks, Chair. On 6, the spelling of anonymous. What do you think? On 6. Unanimously. Okay. 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 Thanks.
Anything else? content. Remember what we said earlier, whilst we're looking at grammar, the issue of the content as well. These are a reflection of the discussions that have taken place. So let's go to page 4 then. Anything on page 4? Nothing? All right. Page 5. May I raise two things here? Okay. I've just read now that this actually does make sense. I was reading this on the plane this morning, so having got up at 4 o'clock, I probably was half asleep. On
Yeah. Page 5, fifth paragraph. Said that there were that whether a candidate of Deutsch or destroyed DNA samples that ended up on the analysis process depended on various reasons, including legal and cultural ones. And then the turnaround time for sample analysis, paragraph 2, said that, then we deleted the second that, said that the way. Not that, that.
The sentence that the chair is looking at, members asked what the turnaround time for sample analysis was between state private laboratories. Is it between... Okay, maybe...
I've also read that one. It's between state-owned and private laboratories.
Just in line, the paragraph, the two sentences are not in line, and chairperson needs a capital, and then at the bottom it's Honourable Chikunga.
Actually, that's something that I, if you look at all the minutes, it's just put there, the chairperson is just Mrs. Elise Chikunga, it doesn't say honourable, and that actually should be it, in terms of, so if we could just make sure that in all the minutes that that gets correctly captured. But the amendment on paragraph 9 would be known as the Code of Honour Amendment. I think we've then gone through all the changes in these minutes. Is there anything else that we need to raise on this particular set of minutes? There being none, then can we go for the adoption of these minutes, bearing in mind that it will be adopted with the corrections that have been made? Somebody help us? Honourable Ndlovu and Honourable Code of Honour. Thank you. Now I come to the minutes of the 20th of April. It's a briefing into the safety and security of farmers, farm workers, and farm dwellers, I would imagine. Yeah, so there needs to be a comma there. The safety and security of farmers, comma, farm workers, and can I suggest it be farm dwellers? That would be correct, would it not be? Yeah. Okay. That will now be known as the Schneeman Amendment. All right, on page 1, any other amendments, any other changes? Except for the hyphen. Let's go to page 2. Page 1, sorry.
Yes, I'm not sure, but alternate members, I'm not sure that Mrs. Silichikunga is an alternate member. The way in which it is written, it suggests.
Oh.
Now that's true, the way that is there. Normally that alternate with the asterisk would be at the bottom of the page, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
But it's quite correct, Honourable Chikumbu is not an alternate member. Honourable George? George was asking if he can please be included. Right, nothing else on page one then. But in fact, on all the minutes, this alternate member's asterisk must be moved from the top. Just put it at the bottom. Okay, so this is a correction in terms of that. Right, page two. Are there any changes to page two, Honourable Code of Honour?
It's only that Honourable Chikunga right at the bottom.
All right, I think let's just agree that what we're saying is in all the minutes, where there's a member's name. So all the minutes we've dealt with today, where there's a member's name in the minutes, it must be preceded by Honourable.
Chair, could I also ask that page numbers be inserted to these minutes? I see suddenly there are no page numbers. It's very difficult when you're going through when there are no pages, yeah.
Okay, page numbers. Okay, anything else? Page two we covered. Page three. Honourable Code of Honourable Van Wyk this time first.
Chairperson, I've just got one at the bottom, but I also got a question about point four. There are four issues raised there, but we have more than those. And I don't know whether this is actually a true reflection of what transpired at the meeting. And either we should go into full detail or we shouldn't go into this detail. And that one just saying, members made observations and raised questions, and then Agri South Africa responded, or whatever the case may be. But if we keep it in the last bullet, how could the problem of child labour and drug abuse on farms, there's an S missing?
Yeah, that S I had, and then if you go to the bottom paragraph where it's Agri SA, in the first line it has described to the organisation's needs and apostrophe, strategic vision. Third line, members were bound instead of are, and then the second line up, or third line up, the last word, Mr. Borta said that one star motor was one too many, T-O-O.
I can also add that in under four, bullet point two, members noted that the must come out. That's some of the figures. But I think the Honourable Van Wyk is correct. There were a lot more points that were raised, whether it's questions or observations. There was far more than this. I think that obviously not everything's been captured here. I'm not too sure, Honourable Van Wyk, are you suggesting we should take it out or should we leave it? What are your suggestions on that? Because this is not the entirety.
Yeah, Jefferson, it's difficult. I think it's a principal decision that we need to take because there are other minutes with similar problems. And I'm just worried that this is a reference document in future that people think this is the only things that we've discussed in that meeting, the only issues that were raised. So I'm a bit in two minds about it. Ideally, I would say that, either we just summarize to say, amongst others, the following issues were raised. Farmers involved in crime themselves. Uncertainty around certain crime figures provided on farm over this. I'm just quickly trying to the the need for the police to be more effective, and how can, you know, how to solve the issue of child labor and drug abuse on farms. You know, that we just summarize it, but that would be my suggestion. But that we definitely just say, amongst others, the following were raised, because otherwise we, this is not a full reflection.
No, I agree absolutely. Perhaps it could be the committee made the following observations and, amongst others, raised questions as follows. And I actually thought in reading it where it said members further noted, members suggested that the farming community commit themselves to problems like, and then they list a bunch, and I thought it was actually possibly a summary of many questions that have been put individually.
I thought the agri-South Africa descendants is correct. Probably the word is, because you were talking about what happens in Kaylee. Members are bound by a code of conduct. That to me is correct. That's what he said. He said they have got a code of conduct. So members are bound by that code of conduct. It's not something that we're bound in. It's something that is happening. In fact, violators are expelled. So I don't think we should change. So what we should change is that where. Because once you say where, you speak as if it's something that used to happen. Whereas what you are telling us that their members are bound by a code of conduct and violators are expelled.
Sorry, with all due respect to Honorable George, in English, if you start a sentence in the past tense, you continue in the past tense. It does not mean that suddenly it no longer exists. It's merely English grammar. It says members, you are reporting what he said in the past. He said that they were bound by a code of conduct. That's all it's doing.
No, I'm saying, if you're saying, let me explain, Chair. If you are saying members were bound by a code of conduct, that means they are no longer. No, yes. If you say,
sorry, can we just say that?
If you say, this man was saying to us, their members are bound by a code of conduct, and those that violate are expelled. Now, and that's what he said. But once you say he said members were bound, what does that mean? You mean, are you saying now they are not bound, because that's not what he said? That's why they change. Violators are expelled.
Are there any language practitioners here? Honorable Chukunga?
Yeah, not because really I come from PE this morning, but I think members are bound by a code of conduct and violators are expelled from the organization. That's what you said. And I should think, to correct what Mr. Labanat is saying, is that we can't say members who are bound and then say continue to say way. If we are saying I would actually go for then the way, because I think I also understand what the Honorable Lecturer is saying. So members are bound by, that's what he said, are bound by code of conduct and violators are expelled from the organization. That's what he said at the time.
Right, last word on the subject. If you look at the next sentence then, you're saying Mr. Boort has said, which is in the past tense. So it's because the entire issue is being reported in the past tense that they use the past tense. It doesn't negate anything, it doesn't negate the meaning of it. It simply is reporting because it was said some weeks back or an hour ago. It's in the past, that's why you say Mr. Boort has said, not he says, which is the present tense. So you're going to say, in the middle of all this past tense, you want to change this sentence into present tense. And it simply, in English, isn't quite right. But I'm not going to argue this further. Put it however you like.
I would suggest that by leaving it as R doesn't make much of a difference at all. And I think that if leave it as R, members are bound by a code of conduct. Honorable Van Beck.
Can I go back to 4, please? Point 4, on that page. Can we include bullets, further bullets, because I think that's what's happening here, or that's that would further give emphasis to the point that these were amongst other issues. The second line of the first bullet, stock test, full stop, and then members further noted, becomes a next bullet. Then the next, in that same paragraph, members suggested that the farming community commit themselves, becomes the next bullet. Then in the second bullet, in that paragraph, addressing the issue of safety becomes a new bullet. And I think if I'm correct, those were the ones. Then the others could just follow. Addressing the issue of safety. Under the second bullet, addressing the issue of safety, members questioned whether the farming community was satisfied with the service they received from the SAPS. It becomes a new bullet, and I see there's a... Yeah.
Basically, we're adding in three new bullets, is that right? And then I don't know if this has been... Okay, it has been picked up, okay. All right, are we covered then? Page 4.
Yeah, a couple in the first paragraph, down to the third sentence, the number of farm evictions with an F remained a concern to the Wadawada and going on. And then further down under South African Police Service, the end of that sentence, addressing, it was aimed at addressing the issue of safety and security on farms.
If you look at the list of the people who are attending, and the other one is for P, and the first one doesn't have a P.
Okay.
Just the paragraph, Chairperson. I think further concerns were expressed regarding farm workers who were born on farms and instead should be another a paragraph on its own. Because it talks to something else. That same sentence that the chair was reading and stayed there. Further concerns were expressed regarding farm workers who were born on farms and stayed there until their retirement. And then also the last sentence before point 5, she's saying that for handing over the petition to her noted the positive comments in the petition. I'm not sure what that's about to read. Perhaps and handing over the petition to her and noted the positive end, maybe.
As the only African specialist in the committee. Landbou vehicle, there's a D missing in the last one. I forgot. Honourable Malabati has been a teacher. And then in the first sentence under South African Police Service, addressing the issue of safety and security on farms, was aimed at addressing. Oh, you did?
Nothing else that we need to change on these minutes. Okay, we move to adoption. And Lovo and Honorable Dewey.
Okay.
This was so duly adopted. Fourth of May. We can go to that set. Are we supposed to be breaking for tea at some point?
No.
No tea at all. Can I check? Do members want to break? I think some of us have been here since, what time? 9? 10? 10. Do we need to take a break? 5 minute break. I suggest we take a 5 minute break and then let's come back. And maybe I can negotiate to hand over back to the chair.
How do you get it? How do we bring that up?
Thank you.
That we start again, but just to say that so that we just manage our time, we've still got one, two, three, four, five sets of minutes to adopt, all right? And then we have the reports that we have. We've got four reports here that we need to adopt. It's the report on the annual report on the civilian secretariat, the report on the oversight visit to KwaZulu-Natal police station, the unannounced oversight visit to Ananda police station, and the unannounced oversight visit to the Philippi training college. Those are the reports that we have. I understand there's another three reports coming, but those are reports that have been with the chairperson, she's been to correct, etc. But I understand those are going to get distributed now, shortly. But at the moment, these are the reports. There's four reports, and then there's five sets of minutes. I think that the intention is that we are supposed to, we were wanting to finish all of this today. So I'm just raising the fact that there are these reports, I'm just raising it in terms of our time, etc., so that we know we're conscious that we've got these are what we've got to finish today. I don't know, comrade, this will be comrade, chairperson, Are we wanting to do those other three reports today as well? Okay, so that means the committee section must distribute those so that people can go through it at lunchtime. And then when we come back after lunch, those are the last three reports that we'll deal with after these ones here. So, again,
the report on the secretariat. I've got clause by clause deliberations. Is that a specific report? I'm not sure what it's. I don't seem to have it.
I also don't have it. Yes,
and can I suggest that we move to the minutes of the 4th of May, and then when we are done with that, then we can go to the report. I think that will
I think just so that we could just ask that while we're busy with the minutes, if this annual report on the civilian secretary can be distributed. Because nobody seems to have that. And then just to say there's another three reports coming as well. All right. So I'm told that there's no lunch.
What?
No, okay. There's no lunch being provided by the committee. So I'm suggesting that we work through until 1:30? Or can I make a suggestion that we finish these five sets of minutes?
Yeah.
And then assess the time?
Yes.
And depending on what the time is, we may then break. Okay. All right. Great. So we start now with the minutes of the 4th of May. It's again the procedure we've been using. First page, page 1. Ah, there we are. Cola Barnard is correctly captured. Trust you are happy with that. The alternate members will come to the bottom. But in actual fact, you know, none of these minutes, I haven't seen a star next to anybody's name. Because it doesn't look like any alternate members are actually coming to this portfolio committee. So maybe we should just remove it if it's not applicable. Honorable Dube, are you? Okay. So, in fact, Honorable Dube is an alternate member. But according to the... Yeah, let's not debate that. The committee section can have a look at that. And if it is, in fact, correct, then the star could be put next to the Honorable Dube, isn't it? Okay. All right, anything else on page 1? No. Page 2. Let's go to, and the numbering is not on this on these pages here. So we just need to include that. So page 2.
And just the capital for chair.
Yeah.
I'm just worried about the title next to Assistant Commissioner Feldenay's name. He's not the head of legal services. And I'm not sure that they actually have a subdivision legislation. So maybe we can just simply say Assistant Commissioner Geldenhuis, legal services. So leave out the head and leave out legislation.
Honorable Malawatsi.
Thank you, President. I don't know if I'm confused here. Number 3, they say the committee continued. I, in my view, I know that you continue the thing that you've started. Now, in this case, the committee hasn't started engaging, isn't it? So, how do we say they continued? They just start. Yeah, they can't continue, they engage. Thank you.
Okay. Anything else on page 2? No. Let's go to page 3.
The Yeah, I had a question here on the very first line at the top. Should in the children there, is that part of the title? So it's instructions on children. Draft national instructions on children. So the C must be capital, yes? Okay.
But Chairperson, sorry, the Honourable Corey Barnett is correct. Yeah, no. But should the draft then be in capital? The draft should be in lowercase, I think. It's draft is a working national instruction on children in conflict with the law. And law should also be in capital.
In conflict.
And conflict as well, yeah.
Anything else on page 3? Doesn't look like it. Page 4? Nothing. Page 5. Just again that where a member's name is in the report, is it the honourable in front? Yeah, and also in front of the chair at the bottom. No other corrections, no other changes to content. I don't see hands, so I take it we're all then agreeing with this particular set of minutes. Yeah? Anybody that would like to move for adoption? Oh, I should have asked for adoption quickly. Honourable Mulabaxi.
The chairperson consent members to consider. Thank
you. With page 4 to consider. Okay. All right. Can we adopt these with the corrections?
Yes.
Proposal from the Honourable George. And Honourable De Feto is seconding. Okay. Go to the 7th of May. Yeah, so just the hyphen again. We'll just continue to make sure the hyphen, page numbering, and then the insertion of honourable before members' names in the report. Okay. Right, page 1. Yes.
It's not stadiums, it's stadia. 1, 2, 3. Fourth bullet point at the bottom.
So you want page 2? No, that's fine. No.
I don't have page numbers.
Just restate where you're talking now, on page 2.
At the bottom, bullet point, 1, 2, the fourth one, it's not stadiums, it's stadium.
So MS comes out. Is that right?
STADIA.
So U, MS comes out, and then A comes in its place. Okay. Anything else? Honorable Chukunga?
Documents submitted, a presentation, state of readiness for the 2010 World Cup, confidential document. I think this document was not distributed, but maybe to say it confidential, I'm not sure whether it's called, but it was definitely not distributed. Document was not distributed. I would have probably preferred that than to say it's confidential document.
in an open meeting.
Yeah.
Saying we should remove that.
Okay, just to say in brackets, document was not or not distributed, than to say the confidential document.
So
they did have a document which they presented, but it was not distributed to members.
That's what I was checking out as well, because I mean, even the one on the human trafficking was part of it. We didn't get a document, so maybe documents submitted should come out completely, and they just presentations, because there were no documents submitted.
It does make sense. So we remove documents submitted totally, just presentations. But then we could actually take the confidential document out. So it's just the two presentations that I mentioned there. All right. Okay. Anything else on page 2? All right, let's go to page 3. Honorable Mulabatsi.
Extend the borderline security.
Yes.
Do we have to say extensive, or can we just say extensive training was conducted? Must we say exercises? Okay.
What you come with?
Yes, it is an A. I think I'm out of order, but I think the report that we adopted is the big committee, also comprised of this report. But of course it was about our trip to the provinces, but I think for SAPS it did have this information that is here. I'm not sure whether we, I don't know, I'm just asking. and probably I'm out of order, but let's proceed. I'm just saying that the report that was compiled and adopted by the big committee that we debated in the House had all this information, because from ourselves as SAPS, our report was informed by the presentation that was made to us by the department that also assisted us in compiling the report, because there was never any other presentation in the big committee which was made by SAPS. We did it in the big committee as members of the portfolio committee. I remember I had just to brief members. So I'm just saying probably as we go ahead with this, there might be some contradiction on one or two things with what is in that big report and what is in the minutes, and probably we can think as to what then should happen. But this minute, I'm just raising it.
Honorable and Global, and let's check how we handle this.
Chairperson, we're going back to the principle that we adopted before. If there are any minutes that have been presented to the House and there was an adoption in any report, I think we cannot reverse, therefore, the adoption. Therefore, we have to note the minutes, because that's the principle that we have taken before. Because if we try now and correct these minutes, we can't go back and correct what we have already adopted in the House. So that's the principle that we have adopted, and that's the procedure of the House.
Right.
Yeah, I think there's a bit of a difference between this one and the previous ones that we did. Insofar as this is a meeting that actually did take place. We can't ignore the fact that the meeting took place either. And I think the bigger report, although it entails some of it, it entails more than just what we've got here. And I think the Jefferson, Honorable Sekunda's reference to it is more of a caution than that we remove these minutes. I don't think that's what is intended. Because, I mean, this meeting did take place, and we need to keep record of this meeting.
The principal chairperson is not that we remove the minutes. We note the minutes, because they have been adopted in the bigger report in the House. Therefore, if we change the minutes when we have already adopted in other debates, that means we will be reversing the issues. That's the principle that I agree. Not that we take it out, that we take out, we ignore the minutes. No, we don't ignore the minutes because they are a factual thing that has happened.
Chikunga has now come to honorable the credit.
Because Chairperson caused this confusion, can we continue with the minutes and probably adopt them with an addendum to say the Chairperson and the Secretary will then check the report. If there are any conflicting statements, then those should be corrected. Otherwise, we go ahead with the minutes.
Chairperson, I think it was before this honourable members came here that we said we have adopted a bigger document. Therefore, we noted the minutes, and obviously we must avoid duplication and contradictions that will emanate out of these minutes. We just note as a Baba Ndobi saying, and I think we have agreed on that. Thanks.
Now, let me just bring some clarity.
Honorable George, that we proceed with this minute and finalize it.
And if we want to have this debate when we are about to adopt it, then we can start that debate at that stage.
Order. Call for order.
Let's carry on with the minutes.
Yeah.
Page 1. Can we pass page 1? Page 2, sorry. I just wanted to lay you. Can we put page 3 then?
Okay, so it would be stadia, fan parks, and that is also changed in the first line under that. Be set up at all stadia. And my suggestion would be under challenges. I believe it's the first time the acronym PVA has been used in the document. I looked through, I didn't see it elsewhere.
Are you on page 4?
Yes, that's what we're
doing. 1, 2, 3. What? Okay.
Before you go to page 4,
it is at the bottom here, the VIP protection. The S should be the SAPS has established, not established. While we're on page 3, is there anything else on page 3 we need to deal with on the
Listen, I think there are many acronyms in these minutes. And maybe we should find a way of women adopting the principle by Ms. Kulabana to say where the acronym is used for the first time. It is a full word, and then we can then use the acronym later. There are quite a number of them.
I see there are lots of.
What we're saying then is that, in fact, it stands for all minutes in the future. It should be where you have the first joint operations center. The first time it gets raised in the report, you put it in full. Thereafter, in brackets, you can put JOC, and thereafter, you refer to it as the JOC. That's what you're raising. Honorable Chukonga, 3. Honorable Sandbank.
Are we now on page 4, Chair?
Yes.
Okay, in that same study of sandboxes and private viewing areas, it wasn't private viewing areas. Staff were not responsible for safety and security at private viewing areas. It was public viewing areas. There was public viewing areas that staff were responsible. They weren't responsible for the private viewing areas.
So they're getting from a girl.
Yeah, so all the, in fact, I would say that he needs before this at all. No. So the private viewing areas must become public viewing areas.
In the title and in the body.
Yeah, and in the body.
Minor correction, the second bullet point, hotel, with you need a lowercase h.
second bullet point.
Anything else?
I'm not entirely convinced with what the Honorable Van Wyk is saying. Because I thought SARS is responsible for all security. Now when you say they are not responsible for private viewing areas, what happened if there is a security threat? Who must be called SARS?
Chairperson, I'm 100% convinced about it. There's a difference when there's a security threat and people will call SARS. That would remain. Public viewing areas that were registered with them, they had to work out a specific security plan for them. In fact, they were not supposed to be registered until SAPS have approved them as well. Now, the guy at the sports bar who's showing the soccer games on his television inside the sports bar didn't form part of the security plan. This security plan was aimed at public viewing areas, for instance, where city councils, government put up big screen televisions for people to watch. That's what we're talking about, like the one on the parade here in Cape Town. McDonald's wouldn't have qualified. McGeorge, neither.
Very fine. Okay. Any more changes on page 4?
I think a challenge is the number of PVAs. Chair, what's interesting is it's used, the full term, public viewing areas, is used about 2 pages later in a title.
Anything else on page 4? Page 5? Page 5?
Can I take you back to page 4? The committee continued to engage documentation. We've agreed that there were no documentation. The presentation. It's point 3 on page 4, the presentation. Chair, on page 4, point 3, right at the bottom, we agreed that there were no documents. So I'm just saying we continue to engage the presentation.
And that the committee did not continue, it engaged.
Continue. And we replace it, and we have it as the committee engaged. Okay? So consistent with the earlier change. Agreed? Okay. Anything else, page 4? Page 5?
There's an extra full stop, second bullet point at the end of the first sentence. And in that instance where you've got public viewing areas, then I believe it should be an acronym because you have the full one laid out in the title.
Stop.
After public viewing areas, dot, dot.
Where are you now? You're way ahead. We're busy on page 5 now, which is the last
paragraph is refers to safe havens for teams. Okay, on page 5, are there any changes that we need to make?
I don't know. It looks like the drafter of this minute is in love with continued. Because what happened, the National Commissioner briefed us, and later Commissioner Dramat briefed us on human trafficking. But this writer says continue to brief. You see, that's why the priority is because there was another briefing, then there was a briefing on human trafficking by Dramat, but he said continued to brief. You see, as I say, he probably loved with this time.
Did you not say to Nicola
Bonner? Did you not also read it? I think the problem is that I've counted them about 6 times. They're all counting. I'm on page 5. What page are you on? 4. All right, count again.
1, 2, 3, 7, 4, 5.
Okay. Commissioner Price stated in paragraph 2 under road closures, it's at Stadia.
Anything else? Nothing else? Can we move to page 6? And then I think those that were ahead of us, we've now caught up.
Yeah.
Honourable Kola Barnard, you had something. Honourable George, you had something.
Commissioner Drama raised the community on SAC Center to Congress because it was not a continuation. He started after placing others in the National Commission of Agreement.
And we take out continue to.
Yes.
And just put it as evidence briefed.
Yeah.
You agree? Honourable Cotter Barnard and then Honourable Fabek.
Yeah, just with that extra full stop and to turn the public viewing areas into the acronym PVA in the first point after the second bullet point.
PVA, not public viewing area. The acronym.
Underneath, because the title has it out in full.
Yeah.
Logically, after the title, you should put it in brackets and then use it afterwards.
Honourable Chukunga?
Sorry, excuse me, I've got to take that back because on the previous a couple of pages before, it had, when I first raised it, it had the number of PVA nationally was not finalised. So that is the first use of it. So it needs to be written out in full and then the acronym used in that one. So after that, you can use the acronym everywhere.
Just on the point that Mr. George raised, I think it would make sense to have a new heading saying human trafficking and then to bring the changes that he's suggesting.
Above 4 would be a heading human trafficking. Okay. Honourable Tukula.
And then under the human trafficking, a paragraph. Or subtopic paragraph number 2, it estimated that our people are trafficked annually, of which 80% are females and 20% minors. What else? And I mean, the next paragraph, there had not been a significant increase in human trafficking during the 2006 FIFA World Cup in Germany. I think it should be Germany, because it definitely wasn't ours.
Anything else on page 6? I'm still busy with page 6. Nothing? Then let's move to page 7. If you're on page 8, you have got the wrong minutes.
Chairperson, can we just on page 6?
Sure.
The profile on South Africa revealed that human trafficking was a growing trend in South Africa. I'm not sure whether that tautology is fine. Evidence showed that victims are trafficked from South Africa, but there's also in-country trafficking where people are led from rural to urban areas. I don't know. For me, I don't know whether too many South Africans, such that I'm not very sure as to what this means. Evidence shows that victims are trafficked from South Africa to where? Or to outside South Africa. And it doesn't specify. But there's also in country trafficking where people are led from rural. I think that one is clear.
I think the first one means broke into
that victims are trafficked from South Africa. From South Africa. Are trafficked from South Africa. That's what it says.
Yeah, to other countries.
To other countries. I think we better say that.
To other countries.
And then the profile on South Africa revealed that human trafficking was a growing trend. Shouldn't we stop there? In South Africa. The profile on South Africa. What is that? The profile revealed that human trafficking was a growing trend in South Africa.
But in South Africa, it would still say, meaning it would still mean it in South Africa. So that what you're saying?
That's
what I'm saying. We take the South Africa out. And not both.
No.
Otherwise, we would be a country that's parliament. Are those the changes we need to pay to make on page 6? Page 7?
The South African government's response to this new phenomenon was increased awareness campaigns. For me, there's something missing there. I don't know what, but because surely, if you check that document, it wasn't the only measure. But I think it looks like it's just it. Because if you check on what they did in border posts, whether international or whatever, it was also talking to human trafficking. So this was not the only measure taken, if that can just be corrected.
Can I make a suggestion? I think it's always dangerous to let such speak on behalf of government. It does one actually take out that whole thing? The South African government's response to this new phenomenon was increased awareness campaign. And let SAPS speak about SAPS. The SAPS regards human trafficking as a serious violation, and that we just dropped that first sentence.
The way it's written there is wrong. Because SARS was saying to us that day, they've also started a campaign of making awareness. The only thing that's wrong there is the government, instead of saying, and also the way it's put as if the only response they have is to awareness, whereas it should say if, because they were talking more about police, that they've started a campaign of awareness, informing people about human trafficking. So it should not say, if it says the Southern Police to this youth women, amongst other things, was to increase awareness of something. But the way it is put now, it says that that's the only response.
Can I suggest that we take Mr. George's point, but then we just add it as a bullet? Just simply add it as a fifth bullet or the first bullet? Because all those bullets talk to what SAPS are doing. So I would suggest that we then just add one more bullet, increase the awareness campaign. Because it's also not only SAPS that conducted that increased awareness campaign. In fact, it was not driven by them.
Honorable Chukonga? Are you covered? We're adding in a fifth bullet point. Yes, the SAPS, is this correct, Honourable Van Wyk? The SAPS response to the new phenomenon was increased awareness campaign. Sorry. Okay, covered. Honourable Chukonga?
Chairperson, on the issue of SAPS were committed to combat human trafficking during the month-long FIFA World Cup and beyond, but are faced with the following challenges: inadequate legislation, language barriers between SAPS members and victims from other countries, victims who are afraid of retribution. Because I don't think the language was a problem, during the FIFA World Cup. There were interpreters everywhere, and I don't know. But if we are to include this, then we have got to state that there were means of overcoming these challenges, because when we visited the provinces, there were means of dealing with the issue of challenge, even in police stations.
I would differ slightly with the chairperson, because I think what is important here is the and beyond. Because while they have their translation facilities during the FIFA World Cup, after the FIFA World Cup, this would be one of their challenges, because they need to have a translator for the victim, not only in giving evidence to them, but also in giving evidence in court, etc., etc. If the and beyond was not there, I would have agreed fully with it. We can cover the chairperson's concern by maybe putting in brackets next to the language barriers between subs, just put in brackets, during FIFA World Cup, this was not a problem. Because, we knew they were people that could speak all the languages here.
We are then comfortable with all of those amendments and changes, can we then adopt the evidence with the necessary corrections and amendments?
I propose.
Is there anybody who does not propose? Let's go to the 11th of May. Metro Police Operations and FIFA 2010 World Cup Readiness. Page 1.
32.
What about Balobati?
Thank you, Joseph. I think that was from the Metro Chief. That word again, continue.
Sorry, what's
that? Right at the bottom. That word continued again. The Metro Chief.
On page 2.
Brief the committee.
Yeah. They continued to act. The Honorable Sadek, and then the Kalabon.
Chair, I don't know whether it's important. I mean, that's for the committee to discuss, but they were a mayoral committee member for Metro Police present at that meeting as well. I don't know whether it's important, I mean, the mayoral committee member for Cape Town for Metro Police were present. So I don't know whether it's important, but I think just out of sheer decency, one should include that.
It was J.P. Smith, eh? Yeah. Councillor J.P. Smith. So that does need to be reflected in there. Is a member of the mayoral committee for metro safety. Well, what do they call it? Safety. Okay, so we'll put that in.
Number one, at the bottom there, you've got Police Chief Jerry, the Commission on their vision, mission, key focus area, organograms. Would it be organograms, or are we referring to a single organogram? I wasn't sure. Resources, but the relation, and then relationships with the SAPs, because it's several entities, it's not a single entity, I believe.
I think it's a question of consistency, Jay. If we are going to say in the plural, then we need to do it throughout in that paragraph. Otherwise, we can get away with the single, but then it's got to be single, because they all had to report on that. The instruction was quite clear. So it's a question of consistency. Either we talk about on their visions, missions, key focus areas, organograms, resources, budget allocation, relationships with the SAPs, or we can say in the single, because they were all asked to do the same thing.
Okay, if you want to go singular, then it must be,
relationship must remain as well, because we're talking then as well about us, we're talking all of it is in single.
All of it,
yeah.
Either all plural or all
of it. Okay. Happy with it, comfortable with that?
Yeah.
Okay. Page 3.
Ekurhuleni Metro Police had a standards and integrity unit. I would say that was probably a title, so it would be capital SIU.
For instance, here on page 4, under Tshwane Metro Police, the last paragraph, last sentence. It says here, about a quarter of these positions were funded due to cash flow management in the city of Tshwane. Could not be due to cash flow problems.
Unfunded.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so due to cash flow problems. Unfunded due to cash flow management challenges in the city of Tshwane.
Once a position is not funded, then it means that position doesn't exist. These positions are funded, but because of cash flows, cash problems, whatever they use the money for, they are not filled. When you talk about an organogram, once you say this position is funded, it means it's budgeted for. And what they were talking about, they have got these positions that are funded, but primarily because of their cash problems, they are not able to fill this position. Not because these positions are not funded, because whatever reason, the money might have been used, cash flow problem. I'm just worried about if we change now and say these positions are unfunded. Because unfunded means another thing.
Therefore, what the honourable member is saying, therefore they are unfunded because there is no cash. The positions are there on their organogram, but they can't appoint people because there is no money. So they cannot be funded when there is no money. So they are unfunded, but they appear on their organogram. They're supposed to have 1,800 positions in these departments, but they cannot because others, a quarter of these, of those, do not have, they're not funded. So they're unfunded. Therefore, so I think it's not true. Those positions appear on their organogram. They were presenting an organogram. This is what we're supposed to have, but we can't employ because there are no funds because of the cash flow. So they're not funded. If you don't have money, you can't say you are funded. You fund a position because you have money. If not, you can't say they are funded. They're not funded.
A position in government, when you say it's funded, it means it's budgeted for. But what could happen, like in the situation in Tshwane, with the problem they had in men and in the marriage, they have used their money. The positions that were originally funded, they cannot be filled because they used the money for some other things. So you can't say the position, because if you are not funded, then that position does not exist. They couldn't say they've got 100 positions. Once they've got a position, it is funded in terms of government. Because it's their problem that they cannot fill this funded position because they've used probably the money for those positions for something else.
Okay, could we have a way forward here? We're going to debate this for the next hour. You're the chair. Not that chair, this chair.
Now, I wanted just to raise something here, because when I read this earlier on today, I took it as saying that only a quarter of the 1,800 positions were funded because there were cash flow management challenges. But if, the way we put it now, we say about what we're then saying is that a quarter of these positions were unfunded, all the rest were funded. So we need to be careful, actually, as to what we've actually said. But that's what I'm saying. When I read it earlier, but it does have an impact in terms of these minutes, because we could be reflecting the totally incorrect picture. If we say that a quarter quarter of these positions were unfunded, it means that the three quarters of those positions were funded and were filled. All right? But if we say that a quarter of these positions were funded, it means then that the other three quarters were not funded. Yeah, that's we just be careful about that.
I think that one of the there's a problem here.
Yeah.
I think it's the wrong word that was used. It most probably vacant. A quarter were vacant due to cash flow problems. No, I think it was a quarter that was vacant. But I mean, I agree we need to check the dates.
So I think on this particular one, on the Swanee Metro, that particular, we'll have to check.
Yeah.
Before we can actually agree on the wording there. Okay, let's move on to page 4. Let's go to page 5. Page 5? No, it's a page after it, page 6. Page 5 starts at the top, it says Durban Metro Police.
Chair, there's just a query of mine. There's a Chief Nzama and a Chief Zama. Is it the same person?
In terms of the word, in the minutes, there's only a Chief Nzama.
It was spelled with a K-R-U-S-E-R, and I see that's the way that it's spelled in this minute as well on page 2 with a list of people present. Lieutenant General G. Cruiser. It's not C. It's a K.
I think the page is the right one.
And Chair, straight after that name, reported that an annual training program was made available. Full stop. You can't have a yearly training program every year. It's just, So I would suggest an annual training program made available. Full stop. Chair, could you ask the man snoring behind me to go and sleep somewhere else, please?
and you call the police to take him out.
Any other changes to this particular page? I know that the passing of minutes is an incredibly inspiring exercise. Any other changes? Can we then accept that these are the changes that we are making to this set of minutes and agree to adopt? How? No, we can't adopt. We can't adopt these because we need to get clarity on this issue about the quarter of the position.
And we can adopt pending, and we just go and check the documents because we need, so that we don't have to bring them back here. Yeah, pending. In fact, they should be corrected, so that if it is this, then we just correct, but otherwise we adopt.
Okay, in that case, if there might be a problem in future, I suggest that Honourable Chikunga proposes we adopt them, so if there's any drama, it goes back right to her feet.
Honourable Murubatsi. To formally adopt these minutes, please. All right. Second. Minutes pending. Pending the correction. Okay.
Now we come to the edit.
No, yeah, but it's now 5-1.
What does that mean? We're going to the edit.
Well, I would imagine that. I would imagine.
No, we do not.
Okay. Okay, let's carry on then. It's fine. All right. Can we go to page 1? The hyphen.
I think in the agenda, briefing capital and property management, we've got to say briefing capital and property management SIPS.
Page 2.
The only correction again is I was present. But I know Anand is conveying this because the difference here, then my name will be taken out.
Right, I'm worried that people start talking because you and I are attending all the same meetings.
Okay. Page 2. We'll ask the committee section to correct that. They'll check the attendance registers. Just in case there's an attempt to attend a meeting that one wasn't at. I will correct that, Honourable Court. Page 2.
Second paragraph, have we agreed that
we are going to call the chairperson a chairperson, or do you call by names? I'm just using that. Because the third paragraph is saying the name, the chairperson.
To follow what I'm saying?
Yes.
Actually, a point, a valid point you're raising, because in some of the minutes it says the chairperson, and in some it refers to the Honourable Chikunga. So I think maybe we must just agree that for the sake of minutes, it's the chairperson. And then all other members of the portfolio committee would be referred to by their name as Honourable So-and-so. Okay? Okay, any other changes on page 2? Page 3.
Yeah. Chair, on the second bullet point, it says members express concern regarding a large number of lease properties. Is that not leased properties? Resolved as follows, that the department is allowed not to respond to questions, and that the portfolio committee was going to keep the document used in the meeting. I don't know, something like that, but that is what we said. We said the document that was distributed, we're going to use it in the following meetings, and it's not captured in anything. And on page 6, the chairperson requested members to express their opinions regarding, that is something completely different. I don't know whether we shouldn't, because now we're talking about our discussion alone after the department had left. We spoke, we closed that session, and they left, and we remained all by ourselves, and we discussed the issue regarding that. So I think...
Also, the first bullet and the 5, I think the task team didn't investigate. I mean, we can't investigate. We're not investigators. We research. A task team consisting of 3 members of the committee must conduct research into the capital property management program. Something like that. But investigate, I think, is the wrong word.
Anything else we need to change? If not, can we go to page 5? So I have a blank page here. Anything else on the minutes that we need to do? We'll come back. Did you have your hand?
I've not heard it, so what is it exactly saying about number 6? Are we going to put a heading?
is the 27th of July. And this relates to the consideration of minutes. First page is the hyphen.
And, first page.
Page two.
It's just the capitals for chair.
Yep. Sorry. Is that? Yes, the chair must be capital letter. I'm not sure what we can change here. I'm not sure if any of us have got details of the dates other than what's here. Okay, so let's go to page three then.
No, the minutes that we don't have here are for the 1st of June. That was the ISF meeting, if you remember. The meeting that we had in G26 with ISF on that research work, which they came to make a presentation. But they are not, we don't have them yet. I think somewhere, but yeah, I'm just noting that we don't have those minutes.
Perhaps we can then ask the committee section then to check if those minutes are available. They'd also have to be distributed. Honourable members, we said that we would finish off all the minutes that we have, and I think we've done that now.
Yeah.
We've actually finished off all the minutes.
On this minute of the 27th, I don't remember submitting an apology, and I don't remember being not attending. So can you check on that?
Thank you. Honourable Tanner.
We were actually very badly attended that day because it was early morning. There was something that resulted in that. So these were actually the members that were there. I remember quite correctly that these are the members that were there.
I think yourself were impressed by that. Yeah, those were impressed. They were not there.
I mean, if you feel really aggrieved, we could ask the committee section to institute an inquiry as to whether the register was correctly completed. No, I'm just joking with you. But certainly, if you felt, we could ask the committee section to check. But, honourable members, we did say when we started that we wanted to finish off firstly the minutes. We still got reports. At the actual minutes of meetings. Now, I think we've done that, and I think we've done quite well. So thank you to everybody for your assistance. Honourable George.
The person mentioned the minute of the 1st. You said the committee section. Are we going to get them today, or what's going to be the situation?
Can we get those minutes of the 1st?
Today.
Well,
I think that's what I was saying, is that we they need to go and check where those minutes are. If for some reason they weren't typed, obviously it'll be difficult, but if they're there, ready to distribute, then when we come back after lunch, they need to then have those minutes for us. So that, I think we were asking Zola just to go and double check on where those minutes are and locate them, that we get those. We agreed that we would continue, finish all the minutes and then break for lunch. I think we agreed on that.
Yeah.
That when we come back, we would then deal with all the reports. If I'm looking here, all the reports have now been distributed. And there were reports that have only been distributed today that we have not seen previously. So I imagine that where possible, we should try during lunchtime to go through them, if it's possible, to go through them. And when we come back, 2 o'clock?
2 o'clock, yes, agreed.
Okay, that we then move with the reports. And we try and get to a place where we can, hopefully, we could adopt these reports today. But I guess we'd have to see how time goes. So can I then propose or suggest that we break now for lunch that is not available outside, and that we re-quantify